parking lots, and the American future. During the summers, I volunteer at a VA hospital close to my dad's place. One morning, I noticed an older gentleman sporting an army hat getting out of his car. His driver's seat swiveled 90 degrees to the left, and a wheelchair was lowered out of the car from the back door of the driver's side. After some maneuvering, he moved himself from the driver's seat into the wheelchair. This was when I noticed he was missing his left leg. He closed his car doors and began pushing himself to the front entrance, but he had parked at the end of the empty lot furthest away from the hospital entrance. I asked him if I could push him the rest of the way, and he accepted. I could not help but wonder why he had not parked closer, so I asked him. The man quickly responded, "You know, I know so many others in much worse shape than me. They're the ones that really need those spaces up there." I will never forget this hero. Not only did he faithfully serve his country in the military, but he continued to serve his country in everyday life. In the same way, we as Americans must faithfully and consistently honor our flag. This is why our hope for the future is to continue to uphold every stripe, every star, and every color of our flag. However, before we can dream about our future, we have to remember our past. Our country has a long and rewarding history, and our flag does too. On July 4th, 1776, the Continental Congress authorized a seal for the United States that used the colors red, white, and blue to represent the values of our founding fathers. Later, in 1986, President Ronald Reagan echoed this symbolism, saying, "The colors of our flag signify the qualities of the human spirit we Americans cherish. Red, for courage and readiness to sacrifice. White, for pure intentions and high ideals. And blue, for vigilance and justice." We must turn to the red, white, and blue to find what we need to hope for our future. Red, courage and readiness to sacrifice. There are no others in our country that embody this color more than our military and our first responders. It is imperative that we respect them with all of our hearts, and that we stand for our national anthem, and that we remain aware of our freedoms. Our hope for the future is that each time we worship peacefully, speak freely, and vote fairly, we remember our past and the sacrifices that it took for us to get here. Our hope is to not forget the color red. White, pure intentions and high ideals. The purest and highest ideals that we must strive for are those that are the result of loving our neighbors as we do ourselves. When America strays from this path, we see our country hurting. Indeed, some of America's most disheartening moments came when her leaders did not do unto others as they would have others do unto them. We cannot forget the Civil War and Jim Crow. We cannot forget the time before 1920 when women did not have the right to vote. We cannot forget these moments because they are parts of our history that we must learn from and not repeat in the future. America is stronger when we keep our pure intentions and high ideals. Our hope is to not forget the color white. Blue, vigilance and justice. Our government, at the time it was created, was something that the world had never seen. The idea of a republic was so radical that even Benjamin Franklin did not believe that the Constitution would last for more than 10 years. Well, at over 200 years old, our Constitution is the oldest functioning constitution in the world. Since our country's founding, Americans have courageously fought to preserve liberty and justice for all, even when our chances seemed slim. Our hope for the future is to remember the beauty of our Constitution. Our hope is that despite the challenges we face as a nation, we can still appreciate our freedoms that we enjoy in this wonderful experiment that we call the United States of America. Our hope is to not forget the color blue. Our history is not limited to our past, because we are making history right at this very moment. As proud American citizens, the greatest thing we can hope for is that we create a future in which we uphold the values represented by red, white, and blue. We can start by remembering the Army veteran that parked away from the hospital entrance to give spaces to those who needed them more. We must follow in his example and serve this country as much as this country has served us. We need to hope for a future where we continue to honor our veterans, remember our history, and promote justice. Above all else, the Lord reminds us in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. If in God we trust and in our hopes we cherish, our future is sure to be as bright as our past.